Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, let me start off by wishing everyone happy National 4-H Week. National 4-H Week is the first full week of October every year. This week we're running from October 6th through the 12th, and National 4-H Week is a great time to make folks aware of all the great opportunities that 4-H youth development programming offers to our local youth. Now, many people, if you were around back in the earlier days of 4-H, may think of 4-H as a kids' ag club or something like that. 4-H has really expanded well beyond that. Certainly, we do still stress projects such as animal science projects and home economics projects. Those are certainly alive and well within 4-H, but if you heard me say animal science, we're really getting into the science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM is a big statewide initiative in the 4-H program. Animal science and the science of how livestock grows and plant grow are certainly a piece of that. And we're also getting into a lot of things with technology. We have Lego clubs popping up all over the state. First Lego League is coming, and it's here, and First Lego League is a really cool program where youth get to design, test, and race their own robotic Legos. We also have after-school programming here in Cass County in science, technology, engineering, and math. We had a very successful after-school program with the Nishnevalley YMCA last year, and we're in the process of getting leaders trained to continue that program going into this next year. And we'll work on some things after school, such as designing and building vehicles that kids can design, test, and build their own vehicles, perpetual motion vehicles and gravity motion vehicles. And we're also hoping before the end of the school year in our after-school science, technology, engineering, and math program to learn a little bit about ecosystems. Kids will be designing and building their own ecosystem completely enclosed in a plastic bottle that will create humidity, which will create rain, which will water the plants, which will filter through the ground to underground streams and waterways. And all this ecosystem will keep plants and animals alive for quite a while and allow us to observe ecosystems. So kind of some fun things going on in the 4-H program. Another area that we are growing, of course, we've always had community clubs available for any youth to join. And we say explore your adventure in 4-H, find your adventure. And what that means is 4-H can be anything that a youth wants it to be. So if the youth are interested in learning about the stars, or interested in learning about cats, or interested in learning more about baking, we have curriculum in the 4-H program that will help kids explore that and also help kids learn how to communicate about that. Communication, leadership, and citizenship are just as important, if not more important, than they have ever been in the 4-H program. We know from a long study of positive youth development in the 4-H program completed by Tufts University recently that young people in 4-H are nearly four times more likely to contribute to their communities because of all the community service and leadership activities that they get a chance to practice throughout their 4-H careers. They're also two times more likely to pursue healthy behaviors and two times more likely to engage in those science, technology, engineering, and math programs that we were talking about a little earlier. In Cass County, we do have more than 300 4-H members and over 30 volunteers involved in our 4-H program leading through those community clubs. We are also expanding our Clover Kids program. Clover Kids is a 4-H program or group designed specifically for kids in kindergarten through third grade. Previously in Cass County, 4-H has been available to youth starting around that third or fourth grade age group when they could join a community club. We have had a few Clover Kids groups starting last year, and we have several more Clover Kids groups all around the county coming online for the current 4-H year, which started last month in September was the first month that kids could enroll for the current 4-H year. So if you're interested in joining either a regular community club, which would have monthly meetings, do elect officers, do club community service activities, club leadership activities, things like that, again, for 4th through 12th graders, or if you have kids in that kindergarten through 3rd age range, or no kids in any of those age ranges, Clover Kids don't have quite the formal business meeting style meetings, but they do get a chance to get out and have a lot of fun. They meet monthly or on a regular basis as a group and do some hands-on craft activities, creating activities. They get a chance to be a little creative. They get a chance to interact with their peers and learn team skills and social skills. And of course, in all of our 4-H groups, we encourage the kids to have a lot of fun. So a happy National 4-H Week. Be sure and stop by and look around. The Cass County Extension Office has lots of information on joining 4-H. If anyone is interested, that's either at our website or in our office, or give us a call. We'd be happy to help you. You can also just look around town. We've got many of our community clubs in Cass County decorating windows or wearing green for 4-H to celebrate the week. So if you see a 4-H'er out and around, ask them what 4-H has meant to them, and I'm sure they would be happy to tell you. Also want to invite you to stop down at the Depot. Cass County Extension 4-H program will have a booth at Atlantic's Harvest Fest this weekend in honor of the final day of National 4-H Week. So we invite folks to stop down there, do a fun activity for youth, as well as pick up some information on joining 4-H. Also new on the Cass County Extension website related to youth, the Dare to Excel newsletter for parents is a resource designed to help kids become better learners. That resource is posted with a link on the very top of the front of our homepage. The October newsletter focuses on best practices for creating routines at home. Whether those be morning routines, after-school routines, mealtimes, or bedtimes, good routines can help kids get a sense of normalcy and a sense of routine in their lives that in turn helps them do better in school. We also have coming up on that same link a free webinar for parents. That is next Tuesday, the 15th of October, from noon to 1 Central Time. All you have to have is an internet connection. You can visit that link for more information or give us a call. As always, if you have any questions or about extension programs, give us a call, 243-1132. Stop by 805 West 10th Street. Or find us online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office. Happy National 4-H Week!